Your scandalous lies I with patience have read, and condemn every article that you have said. Must the French king your subject for satire be made, and grant him in Jack Adams' coat be he arrayed? If his queen goes to rut, is she therefore a slut? Poor woman oft times to great hardships are put. And if Louis did send the good king on one side, it were saucy to guess what he did with his bride. To his most loyal subjects and best of his lands, now England and Scotland have shook off his bands, to the great royal seat of his unquestioned line, which makes him so much to the Irish inclined, to that long promised place unto him and his race, where he represents Louis' majesty's grace. He is safely retired, and there gloriously rules, by a lineal descent from the house of Laham. His clemency, conduct, and pity was shown, when with patience so long he did wait for a crown. The mirror of subjects and brothers he lived. Remember how much for that monarch he grieved. How unwilling to reign, how we wished him again. Though I own all the while he was sure 'twas in vain. To which let me add his indulgence in the West, and the devils in the dissive, all that was in jest. The trials and turmoils that good man endured, which by churchman and statesman was daily procured, what strivings had he to bring business about, by putting in papists and Protestants out, with what vigor he tried to bring all to his side, till that damnable closeting trick was decried, and if Parliament had but done as commanded, the Frenchman instead of the Dutch should have landed. His delight from the cradle was ever in arms, as his consort had been in discussing her charms. What a bustle was here with the nuntio erewhile, because she upon him would constantly smile. Suppose she did more, you held not the door. 'Tis but justice sometimes to pay off an old score. For I note by experience, when husbands do fail, that a slender temptation will easily prevail. 'Tis plain, guess, his highness of is your spite, but pray mark the end and see what you'll get bite. There are rods laid in piss for the best of you all, then the plaguey young urchin come back to Whitehall. He's a limb of his dam, though you call it a sham, the church cannot err nor believe in a flam. Was not all the contrivance unprinted at large, by his master's order and at his own charge? But beware your lampooning, your satire and scandal. There are those in the world you will plaguily handle. When one king shall hear what a monster you've made him, and the other shall know what it is has betrayed him. When the queen shall behold all her virtues retold, I cannot but laugh to think how she will scold. At the best she's a fury, but when in a passion, a denounce she's enough to confound a whole nation.